This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1717. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, notably the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded April 17th, Antarctica, Argentina, Australia, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, China, Cuba, Germany, India, International Vacuum, Ireland, Korea North, Malaysia, Nigeria, North America, Papua New Guinea, Solomon Islands, Taiwan, USA, Uzbekistan, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Last week, we reported that LRA 36 Antarctica had been heard once again. After about 6 months, on 15476, from Dave Hughes in Kansas City, using the remote receiver in the Netherlands, that was on April 7th, and subsequently we got several other reports of it being heard in Europe, not necessarily with a remote receiver, slightly below 15476. Wolfgang Büschel measured it on 15475.972, April 7th around 1952 UT. Christoph Ratzer in Austria put it on 15475.978 with a signal from S5 to S7 during a music program around 2000 UT, April 7th. We didn't see any further reports of it during the following week until Dave Hughes heard it once again on Wednesday, April 16th, again using the remote receiver in Twente, the Netherlands. He says, "I still can't get even so much as a carrier at the wishful thinking threshold from my location in Kansas City, but they are visible and audible on the Twente receiver at 2035 to 2045 UT. I check daily, but they seem to come on later than 1900. There is no sign of the carrier at 2000, but it was there at 2034. I would have missed it, but I was checking to see how long the noise jammer on 15485 would remain on air. The presumed target was Taiwan in English via France, but they were off at 17, yet the jammer remained. I was disheartened when I mentioned it in the Twente chat that nobody cared as they were all concerned with recording silly number stations." Of the many X-band stations in Argentina, Claudio Galas in Chile reports hearing on 1650 Radio Antares, as in the Star, April 13th at 0320 with Catholic programming. Arnaldo Stein says, "This station has more power than the other X-banders. In fact, it is officially authorized to transmit. Congratulations. Many, if not most of the others, are actually pirates." In fact, Arnaldo Stein had just reported a few days earlier that Radio Antares in Pilar, Buenos Aires province, had reactivated after being off the air for 6 months. He was hearing it again with Catholic Rosary the morning of April 4th. Early on April 11th, Mark Fay in Sydney, Australia, gave us a heads up that the cyclone about to hit northern Queensland could lead Radio Australia to again start relaying local stations in far north Queensland over a shortwave frequency. They've done it before under such circumstances. And it turned out that indeed they did. For a day or so, the two frequencies, depending on day or night, were 15240 and 6150, which were not parallel to the regular Radio Australia frequencies. Mike Nikolich in Illinois was hearing 6150 at 1110 UT, April 11th, with special news bulletins about the storms, with emergency phone numbers and taking calls from listeners. Larry Zamora in Texas was hearing more of that a bit later, April 11th, at 1208 to 1237, wall-to-wall coverage of Tropical Cyclone Eta, a Category 4 storm. And also by Bill Bingham in South Africa, 6150 at after 1705 UT with ABC local news about the storm. The other frequency, 15240, reported April 12th, before and after 0200 UT. ABC Local Radio Queensland were the IDs being heard then instead of ABC Far North as heard previously, says Ron Howard in California. Finally, I was hearing this on 15240 April 12th around 0530. Radio Fides in Bolivia again reported active on the 31 meter band 9625, actually a bit on the low side, by Luca Bottafioro in Italy. Pladiex, April 5th at 2240 UT on 9624.9. Although he says it didn't sound like Spanish, could it have been in Aymara? Then it's reported by Maritz van Driesche in Belgium on April 10th at 2317, when it was in Spanish, 9624.910. He also heard it on the 14th at 2246, measured on 0.906, while Arnaldo Stein in Argentina reported Radio Fides varying around 9624.85, heard in the morning hours in his location in Argentina. Here's another short-term event since last week's program, but also corrected by now. The 6180 transmitter of Radio Nacional da Amazonia in Brazil, a very high-powered one, 250 kilowatts, which puts in a big signal, was totally out of whack on April 10th. It was instead putting out heavy interference in the form of pulses, rapid pulses, covering roughly 6148 to 6170, which means it was strong enough even to interfere with Cuba on 6165. One side figured it out and reported this. It was picked up by Jorge Freitas in Brazil and forwarded to the agency running RNA, the EBC, also mentioning that they were heterodyning Cuba on their other frequency, 6,000 kilohertz. And what do you know, after they got that report, everything was back in order in Brasilia. The transmitter on 5999.6 has not been heard since, and 6180 was functioning normally by 2343 UT, April 11th. Meanwhile, out of whack, it was also blocking out, of course, the Canadians on 6160. And CFRX remained absent, for reasons unknown, from 6070. I did hear something else interesting from Canada when the noise level was unusually low here on the 2 MHz band, April 12th at 0146 on 2749 USB. I knew that was frequency for the Canadian Coast Guard to broadcast marine weather and other information in the Nova Scotia area. They were talking mainly about the Bay of Fundy and other coasts of Nova Scotia. The call sign is VAR3. It shares time with three other stations in the area, and a schedule you can find at the DXinfoCentre.com. And they also are bilingual, going into French a few minutes later. It's not clear exactly where this station, VAR3, is located, as it's merely designated as Fundy, which is the Bay of Fundy, not, as far as I know, the name of a town. Ola Alm in Sweden has been studying satellite imagery of certain interesting transmitter locations. For example, in China, he says Dongfang on Hainan Island seems to be a preferred location for Chinese jammers. I found three separate jammer sites at a small distance from each other, the western end of the island. And he gives the exact coordinates in his report, which I will spare quoting, but they appear in the new DX Listening Digest when published, number 14-16, via worldofradio.com. I should point out that, of course, it makes sense for a major jamming site to be as far south as possible in China in order to have a suitable skip distance for blocking signals in the highly populated central and north. Well, Alm goes on to say, there is a site in the northwest which must be pure jamming, as no normal shortwave broadcasters are listed for Dongfang. There's also a southwest site with only six curtain masts, but also the giant medium wave arrays for 603 and 684 kilohertz. The third site is the big one with 23 masts, again only for jamming. These consist of curtains, two parallel masts with crossbars between them. Probably the best and clearest signal of China Radio International in English to North America in our prime time has been the relay via Spain on 9690 at 03 to 04 UT. However, I noticed on April 14th that this hour was in Chinese instead of English. We've already had the previous hour from 02 UT in Chinese, and now both are in that language, no more English, as listed in the Aoki roster. However, at 0300 there is still English via Cuba on 9790, which is plenty strong, but better modulation used to come from Spain. The lucky Houstonians get to hear CRI in English relayed on medium wave, and at least one Oklahoman as well. I was hearing 1520 around 1200 UT. Would you believe CRI in English was overriding our nearby 50 kilowatt station KOKC in Oklahoma City? This was in fact KYND, which is in a Houston suburb, Cypress, Texas, which is totally dedicated to relaying CRI. Along with the next station up the dial in Galveston on 1540, I was hearing both April 12th and 13th was for KGBC in Galveston. As for 1520, they had applied for quite a power increase, and that seems now to be in effect, although they're not supposed to be sending any signal toward Oklahoma. Voice of the South China Sea is a special service in English, which is easily overlooked, but Chuck Albertson in Seattle was hearing it after noting the listing in the handbook April 10th at 0640 until sign-off at 0700 on 17710, a fair signal but deteriorating. It was interviewing overseas Chinese. And one more tip about China from Ron Howard in California. He says with the A14 schedule, there's no longer any interference from Korea on 6185, so he's presumably hearing the Chinese station known as CHBC, April 9th at 1203, in the clear with fair reception. Don't you believe the time signals from Radio Relo in Cuba? I was shocked to find they were 9 seconds slow compared to WWV, April 13th at 0541 on medium wave 570. And a third harmonic of Radio Progreso has shown up in the 20-meter band, says John Carson, in Norman, Oklahoma, 14295, heard at 0254 UT April 16th. Fundamental is still on the air, only from midnight 30 to 0400, more or less. Strangely enough, though, he says he was hearing the harmonic only on upper sideband. As always, too many anomalies from Radio Havana, Cuba to go over in detail, but here are some of the worst ones compared to their website schedule for the A14 season, which has finally been posted. It claims that 9550 is on the air in the evenings from 21 until 05 UT, yet we do not hear it. It also claims that 11760 is no longer on the air during that period, but we are still hearing it there. Furthermore, 11670, which had been on the air only in the evenings, has been extended much earlier, as early as 21 UT, when it blocks all India radio. And Fanelli in New York was hopeful on April 15th, when Cuba was missing again from 11670, allowing India through, but the next day on the 16th we found it back as before. At least one RHC transmitter had been down the past 24 hours, so they were missing from one frequency or another, only temporarily. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigahertz, this is World of Radio number 1717. Our thanks this week for financial support from Kevin Crouch in Northridge, California, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Contributions also may be made via PayPal, and not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Tom Taylor tells us that over the Easter weekend, Hamburger Local Radio in Germany will be carrying out some special broadcasts on Friday, April 18th at 06 to 10 on 7265, 10 to 12 UT on 6190, and 12 to 14 on 9485, all in German. On Saturday the 19th, the regular schedule will be in effect, including those two broadcasts of World of Radio at 6:30 and 14:30 on 7265. On Sunday, April 20th, 9485 will be the frequency used for all the broadcasts, 11 to 13 in German, 13 to 14 in English, and 14 to 15 in Spanish. Then on Monday, April 21st, again all on 9485 at 6 to 10 and 12 to 14 in German, and 10 to 12 in between in English. Attention satellite listeners in Europe, according to WRN, a transponder migration is underway. The channel has been on Astra 2F, but is moving back to Eutelsat 28A. Both are being illuminated from April 14th until 22nd. Sky receivers will continue to get the same channel number and no action is required. But elsewhere, using a generic receiver, mostly outside the UK and Ireland, it'll be necessary to retune to the following: Eutelsat 28A, DL frequency 11680.77, DL polarity vertical, symbol rate 27.5, FEC 2 over 3, DVBS. That's for World of Radio, Saturdays at 0900 UT and all other WRN satellite programming via Sky. There is one WRN broadcast in English still on shortwave, and that is the RTE Ireland transmission via South Africa. It's at 19:30 to 20 UT, weekdays only on 5820, although not appearing in all schedules, it's confirmed by Alan Pennington in the British DX Club. Last week I mentioned that Voice of Martyrs, clandestine for North Korea via Uzbekistan, had been heard on its second harmonic, 15050, but Ivo Ivanov follows up with that. Since April 10th, they've changed the fundamental to 7505, so now the harmonic's on 15010, between 1600 and 1730. Ron Howard in California and I have been hearing a Quran recitation competition from Sarawak, has relayed back to Borneo via Kajang Peninsula, Malaysia. That's Sarawak FM on 9835, around 1300 UT, both April 13th and 14th. I was hearing quite a variety of voices in recitations, and some of them even sounding female. Ron describes it this way: local Sarawak Quran recitation competition, Tilawa al-Quran, with a series of 10-minute recitations. Torsten Hallmann in Germany reports that the last time he heard regular programming from Voice of Nigeria, 15120, was April 5th. Since then, when he could hear it, there was either no modulation or they were filling with taped musical programs in English instead of their regular schedule. Also noted this way by Alan Rowe in England, who says on April 13th, there were back-to-back random editions of Making Waves, Nigerian popular music on 15120 from TuneIn at 0615. There were no announcements between the editions, just dead air. They started Theater of the Air at 0655, but went off the air at 0703. They were back on at 0730 with another random edition of Nigerian popular music instead of the scheduled French program. So everything's all messed up at Voice of Nigeria. As for North American pirates, the Crystal Ship was being relayed on 6851, reduced carrier USB, April 9th at midnight 37, and they were again near that frequency April 11th around 0100 when I measured 6850.65 with a Tarzan yell and finally an ID by a robotic feminine voice at 0124. Since I was staying up for the lunar eclipse April 15th, I also tuned around just after it had started, but not much was visible, and found a pirate called Eclipse Radio, April 15th at 0540 on 6925 USB. He also mentioned it was Passover and played something from the American Jewish Hour, presenting Yiddish melodies in swing, but he went off at 0547 to go out and look at the eclipse himself. Ron Howard in California says, great to hear this one again, as it's one of my favorite NBC stations. In Papua New Guinea, he's referring to NBC Sundown on 3205, actually measured 40 hertz low. It had been absent for about 8 months, but heard April 10th at 0950 to 1216. At first, just threshold level, but some audio, and a positive, distinctive PNG bird call, and news and talk pigeon at 1101. And there was news in English at 1200 UT. It was much stronger than NBC New Ireland on 3905. He heard 3205 again April 11th at 1200 with more news in brief. So he heard it on two consecutive days and hoped it would stay on even longer. However, following last week's news about One Talk Radio Lite, Papua New Guinea, being reactivated on 7325, Ron Howard looked for it with no results, even during the times, as we pointed out, when there was no interference. He was not hearing it on April 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, or 11th. And a seminar report from Ron Howard about Solomon Islands, which was reported reactivated on 9545. However, he looked for that April 8th and 9th and heard no trace of them on that frequency, but he did hear 5019.85 April 8th, signing off at 1158 after the national anthem. But on April 13th, there was a special broadcast which got 9545 on the air and with modulation later than usual because of an earthquake and tsunami warning heard at 1408 UT to 1425. Bula Om in Sweden was monitoring Sound of Hope, Taiwan, April 4th around 2200 UT and was hearing it on many frequencies he had not heard before, and there was no jamming during this period, range between 11500 and 15,000 kilohertz. He furthermore figured out which ones were synchronized with each other and which ones were not. Details once again in DX Listing Digest 1416 via worldofradio.com. I'll just quickly mention the individual frequencies. 11500, 11970, 12370, 13530, 14750, 12870, 13775, 12230, 13130, 13430, 14870, 12560, 13270, 13350, 13430, 13480, 13530. He says 11500 as a rule is the first one to be crushed when the jammers wake up. The 0400 UT Sunday broadcast of World of Radio on WTWW 5830 is heard not only all over North America, but is now reported from one end of Africa to the other. On April 13th, heard both by Tariq Zaidan in Cairo and by Bill Bingham in Johannesburg, who says it's the first time I've heard World of Radio live on the air. Good reception. Unfortunately, that very same hour the following Sunday, UT April 20th at 0400, has been chosen by the mysterious STF Radio International for its one-hour million-watt special over several different transmitters, supposedly adding up to a million watts. But you already missed perhaps 25 minutes of it. Here's the info. And we recognize many of the frequencies as U.S. stations. 5050, 5110, 7490, 7570, 7730, and 9955. The others, apparently coming out of Europe, being 9925, although aimed at North America, 6025, 17630 in DRM with an alternate program, 17760 to Asia, and 21490 to Pacific and Australia and New Zealand. At least three of those frequencies are obviously WRMI. And the night before, there is another special broadcast, actually a rebroadcast, of the shortwave Shindig from the SWL Winterfest, according to David Gorin at Shortwaveology, via Mike Terry. In case you missed the original live broadcast on March 14th, the repeat is Friday, April 18th at 22 to 23 UT, and repeated a few hours later, UT Saturday the 19th at 03 to 04, both on 9955 from Okeechobee. On the ABDX list, Mike Westfall in New Mexico notes that the Duluth, Minnesota station on 850 has changed its call sign to WQRM. He wonders if they're broadcasting in hash, digital, IBOC. This new call sign also amuses Michael Richard and Forrest Skane. William Hassig tells us that through Monday, April 21st, there's a Nostalgia Digest, Those Were the Days, online, commemorating the 90th anniversary of WLS. Go to nostalgiadigest.com. Another Chicago station, which is supposed to be mostly directional east, has been heard to the west, including here in Oklahoma, despite our 1,000 kilohertz station, and even in Nigel Pimlet's Alberta. It is, of course, WMVP in Chicago. It could be they're testing an auxiliary non-directional 12-kilowatt transmitter, as pointed out by Dennis Gibson. It's with ESPN Radio now. I was hearing it around 1200 UT with Mike and Mike on April 14th. The Spanish station near Walmart headquarters in northwest Arkansas, KLTK on 1140, is supposed to be a 5-kilowatt daytimer only, Radio Las Americas. Nevertheless, I was hearing them in the middle of the night at 0524 UT, April 14th. It's that station named after a supermarket, and also relayed on 1380 in Tulsa. Mad About Music was a long-running series on WQXR or WNYC in New York, Gilbert Kaplan, interviewing celebrities, not all of them with an obvious musical connection, and playing some of their favorite music, not all of it classical. It's sort of like BBC's Desert Island Discs. Well, it's been off the air for over a year, but from the archive, some of the shows are now being syndicated by WFMT to Sirius Music Stations. Alan Alda was the guest on April 13th when we heard it on KUCO in Oklahoma, Sunday at 21 UT. Check publicradiofan.com for more listings and also for the usual 13-week spring season of the Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival, which is here on KUCO Sundays at 15 UT. The propagation outlook from Boulder, a chance for high levels of solar activity on April 25th through May 8th, if an old region returns. Nevertheless, solar flux expected to peak at 145 through April 22nd and dip to 120 May 1st and 2nd. As for ANK indices, nothing but 5 and 2 through May 10th. And that's World of Radio 1717. I'm Glenn Hauser.